How come you do? We don't need a PA?
Oh, but couldn't you hear Eileen? She's going to translate.
Will they be able to hear us?
But can they hear Eileen in the room?
If we're talking this loud, I don't think they can hear us. Okay, that would be good. But ane naku gayakto mumiksiri.
Start, and if others come, I can repeat what I've said. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could start our meeting tonight. My name is Tom Berger, and this is the Alaska Native Review Commission. And we're here at Anaktuvuk Pass to give you an opportunity to say what you think about the land claim settlement, the corporations, the 1991, as you know, you all received 100 shares in ASRC and 100 shares in your local village corporation, and in 1991 you can sell your shares, and if enough people sell their shares, then outsiders could take over the native corporations, and in that way, Native people would lose control of their corporations and they would lose control of their land. And then there's the question of taxation of land. In the years after 1991, the lands the corporations hold could be taxed by the state of Alaska. And many people feel that it might be difficult for the native corporations to pay the taxes on the land if a tax were imposed. And then there's the question of the children born since 1971, and I count at least five of them here that I think must have been born since 1971, and these children aren't shareholders. They have no right to hold shares in ASRC or your local village corporation. So people are concerned about that too. So I've been traveling all over Alaska to find out how Alaska Natives feel about the land claim settlement and what they want to do about it. And so we've been hearing what people have to say about all of these things. This commission was set up by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, the ICC, which is an international organization of Eskimos from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. And I've been already to visit 26 villages in Alaska, and this will be the 27th here at Anaktuvik. And after I leave here, I will keep on traveling until the end of the year, and then I'll make a report for ICC next year in 1985, and that report will be made public, and I'll be sending copies here to Anaktuvik and to people all over the state. And I'll give my views then on the land claim settlement, the corporations, 1991, Native government, all of these issues, and it'll be based on what you have to say to me. So maybe I could just say that Eileen McLean, who works with me, is here tonight, and she, of course, has helped to organize this meeting. And this is Jim Sykes, who takes down everything that is said on tape, so it can be written up and a permanent record of it kept at the University of Alaska at Fairbanks. And Rex Okakoke and Sherry Steele are here from Barrow, from the North Slope Borough Television, and Bill Hess from the Thunder Times. So that's these are all the people who've invaded your community tonight, so we can give you a chance to speak.
Tom Berger Atinga, Alaska Native Review Commission Koyak, Uva Commissioner. Asi Mawaktugut, Asi Ayuak Tarusi, Mani Kasimagupta, Anaktuvangmi, Uva Tewak Sinyanyaktunga, Ilokaisa, Mumingi Kitka Okalungi. Uvaglan Judge Berger, Tusasukaloktuk Inyunin, Kanoligur Alangu Tangava. Dam na te surakput land claims mik. Sama kasimate karaniak tugut nunatigun mani asi ilifsi ilyat ko yumagalo arifsigin tafrumani kasimanip tingne asi sama ilangi ukautigirangi land claims tigun corporations gilyo ilyabluting Samasuli shares nik desu ravut nagutit tuniyumiyak niyak simagi si 1991 ngokpan asigo kanok tam na isumagi visiyo asisuli sama 1991 kange anikpan tam na taxation mik desu rakput akilik sok tuhuraw niyagi si nunafsi nunaksi asi kanok siligo tam na isumagi visiyo Asisuli unaguk unasuliva isumaluta rokmani inyupiatki isumaluti gisugat mekhlektut aningaruat 1971 me asisuli 1971 pianigman ilyaungichut tamatko regional corporations ni asik tamna suligur uva apekotigim miga kanok suligur tamna isumagisu visiung Asi yuin ngarut 26 ni nunakira ni uva una 27 ngoktok. Asi sulisama langit mara ukua isumalutihirat. Pagmapagu kanok inyuchi si iglawat tamna land claims pianigman, inilaningman. Asi suligo kanuguk alangutaw nga va inyuchi sinye tamna land claims. Asisuli kanuk iglat kogaluak pisi yung tema nigo. tutingaruk ki pitkurangungaruk asi maliwak tukuragik put pitkuravluni kan asi aglan tamatko ismalu tihrat tikichumaktut asi 1991 ngungaingan isumagiguptigi kanorligur igilok igilekuik put tamnava apekkon asi review commission tamna review commission put isagutingagat ICC good Inuit Circumpolar Conference asi suli World Council of Indigenous People good asi kasimarwagut utqiarvigni utuqanat ayuangaratigut kasimakatigit khuvlugi asi nalaktuaktuagut utuqananik uqaqtuanik kanorli isumat isumakaqtilanginik land claims tigun asi anakami kasimallavluta Inuit sunamnya North Slope Borough mi kasimakasaktu North Slope Borough Assembly Room mi Inuit nalaktu ahluwili kanok isumakaqtilanginik land claims tigun. I think I covered, summarized it.
Well, you know, when people in Alaska settled your land claims back in 1971, people outside Alaska read about it. We all read that you received 44 million acres of land and $962.5 million, and the newspapers said that that you'd become instant millionaires. Now it's 13 years later, and we want to know how it worked out. Maybe you could tell us how you think it's worked out, and looking to the future, you might tell me whether what your main concerns are, whether or not the children should participate in the settlement, whether or not you want to sell your shares. Most Native people in the villages I've been to say they don't want to sell their shares, that people shouldn't sell their shares, that Native people should keep their land. But some Native people, for instance, some Native people in Fairbanks, we had a meeting there, some of them said, well, I didn't get anything out of this settlement, and I've got these shares, and in 1991 I want to sell them and get some money so I get something out of all this. And if that means that somebody else takes over the shares and takes over the corporations and the land, that's too bad. Now, that's just a few who say that. Most people say they think the Native people should hold on to their land. But I want to know what you think about all that. And feel free to discuss the questions that are important to you. In most of the villages we've been to, people have talked about the corporations and the land and the shares, but they've also talked about subsistence, and they've talked about sovereignty, and they've talked about other things they think are important. So I leave it to you to decide what you want to talk about tonight. I'm just here to listen.
Land claims book in Idlagman 1971 me 44 million acres of land pikrakta kangarusi asisuligok maninyak lusi 962.5 million asigok inuit ukangarut umer lahlu ngarusi gok tenegok sama ukangarut asi ilangi juk aglan nalakto agapta tusayu agapta inuit ukaraming ilangit yuk inuit yuk kakasak tunisungit keiguk tamat ko nagutingi shares ngi asiguk ilangisuli utok kanalo inuit yuk kakasak miut inna nunangi yuk tigum milirung then nagok sama yuk kakasak miut asisuli aglan ilangit inuit yuk kakamiut sunangachuguk land claims tigun tuninyareli guk tamat ko nagutingi tamarago ukalui kai kasaktut aglan liguk tu sasuk to anakapak kanog liguk isumatigiti lafting nik tafrumuna land claims tigun.
So if you wouldn't mind coming forward and just sitting beside Eileen, If you're going to say something, that would make it easier for Jim to record what you say and for Eileen to translate. So we're open for business now.
Isagutu yuminyak tugudak kupak. Inuit kai yuminyak pata okal am. Sama umunga Mike Moon. Okareyarufsi. Teilugu ateksi. Asi asi suli nutkalalusi. Mumikuifsi yung okaluksi.
My name is Harry Hugo, and I work for the North Slope Borough as a village coordinator. And I'm the mayor for Anaktuwak Pass. I have prepared a small testimony that what I thought of Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act since it was passed in 1971. My expectations were high when Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act was passed by the Congress. Corporate structures were formed, and here was all the wealth coming to me, or to us, the Native people. It seemed that way when this was coming about. We were supposed to be landholders, and yet we were already landholders by right. We were using the land as a subsistence base. We were living off the land. And by 1991, we were supposedly able to sell our stock. But I think now we will awake to a bad dream if our corporations fail. I also think we lost larger part of our subsistence land to the park, which is known as Gates of the Arctic National Park, and to the regional corporation, although they are our parent corporation. Regional corporation can only give us easements to our traditional hunting grounds. We were freely able to use this land for subsistence purposes before Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Now we have to fight the Park Service, and we have to go through our parent corporation, which is the Arctic Slope, to fight for what was once ours by right. And if we are going to continue to fight for our land, and if that means Alaska Native Settlement Act, I'm sorry we got it. Natives born in 1971 were entitled to stock, land, shares, but now I think only people who are benefiting from this act are lawyers, consultants, and very few natives who are well-salaried employees or the board of directors of our corporations. Our elders, we are losing them. without having them see the benefits they so deserved and they gained, supposedly gained through this act. I am disappointed that at least a large portion of this act did not help our elders. And I think now we should somehow set this right. We also have children who will benefit after I'm gone. I have three daughters. They will inherit what I have now, and I hope they also have the freedom to step on my traditional grounds that I've been going through. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hugo. Thank you very much.
Kan ik zie of zie ik moet me niet eng kia. Moet ang aglan moet me kouw of zie. Pinya nireu nit kaguk tabra Kuchingarut Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act in ilag marung Congress git asi tabra nigu kanguruat in ilang age isagutiv lugi asi gur tamanna manikpak khanya sugi saktanga ilanun va Harry Hugo isaguting ninga piwaximaiya Harry Hugo savakti noslopormi nunaqirat qaunakhringat qaqliroqsule asi nireung ningigu qutchingarut angsa tamna inilla marung congress git asi goqtamatko kanguruat inillaingage asi goqtavra suli manikpak khanya suiga Tenakigok kinyakaktok. Asigok tamatko nunat pigisakan nere, tigumisakan nere, aglan gok tapko pigyaning of looting nutim, tene lune. Asigok 1991 ticket pan tavrasuligok tuni yuminyak sinyani rivut tamatko nagutivut shares vut aglanu va ilatali isumagiga tamna sinyak tu pasluk tuatun ittok ikirinyak tugutgok corporation vut kan Kanguravut, kanguvut, sunaimnya, kataktuatun inniaktut, piirinniaktut, asi isumaroksuli tammai piallangagivutguk ilangi nunakpak, nunavut, tamatkoa anguniak vikaavut, Park Service kunnun tamna teisurangat gates of the Arctic National Park asisuligur tamaingagibut tamatkoa nunavutsuli corporation regional corporations nun tapkova kan ngok pawa luak tut. Tap ko go kisian kitak tamat ko mako Eastman skit kanok te suvatige. Ha? Eastman's. O kako minyak to si? Va. Ha? Tumichiak. Tapko kan nguruat kisian acho ko minyak ati gut isi ko minyak sivluta tamat ko angone arvikap tignun Eastman's nikte suravut tumichiak. Asi tamna inilangan ngan engsa tamna atururaput nutim tamat ko anguniar vikavut aturungagivut aglan pagmapak surutiruatun pigigivut tamat ko pigiravut nutim teina teimanga kanga. Tafrumunga tutingak pan tavra angsamun tavra kivikasak tut ukalutka. Tavra angsa angsamun tamna tutingak pan Sunaimnya. Tavra tamnali nunu rautigiga. Tamatko mekhlektut Aningaruat 1971 ngungan ngan pinyak tak rakak tut staks nik naguti nik aglan tamat kua pinyal khinyak tuat inuit pit kura lekirik sabaktit suli ilyal khinyangi inuit alaskam inyukangi tamat kua Kaukli ruat, maninyak tuktuat, asisuli savaktit Regional Corporation Office me. Utukkanavut tammaisi inyakivut. Tamatkua utukkanat suromekiunni pinyak tukrat pinyang achut sunik. Tamnasuli nunu rautigigiga. Angsam khinyirapku ikayupiang atkati gutsurami kunni tavatam na heri hukum okautigirangi imma okarmiruaksuli mekhlektungigok pingasut samaligok khanyareli nagutingi ila tapkununga mekhlektuminyun tapko ilaungichuat land claims tigun.
In English. Maybe, Mr. Hugo, I could just ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You were saying that you lost part of the subsistence land that you used to use, and you lost some to the park, and you lost some to ASRC. What was the, so far as the park was concerned, What did that mean? Did it mean you couldn't go into the park to hunt in the way that you had before? Did you have to get a permit? Or did they make you stay out? What happened?
Well, when the park was first introduced, we were under the impression that the park was supposed to protect our lifestyle, our subsistence way of life. But now, we don't have any easements on our traditional hunting grounds, we need a permit to go to these lands. We have some easements from the Arctic slope we can go through, and we are free to roam our local corporation lands. The park, major portion of our land is the park, our hunting ground by right. But now we have to go through the Park Service permit system to get to most of this land, which I think, and I really express strongly that this is ours from the beginning. It's before the ANSCA, the park, and the corporations.
I was noticing on the map before the meeting that there are lines indicating easements over ASRC lands to your traditional hunting grounds. Is that what those are?
Major portion of it, yes.
Yeah. And do you have to pay a permit to ASRC or?
No, I think what their intention is that we get the permit to go into this hunting ground. Now, what they are worried is about, now we use ATVs to go to these hunting lands, and Park Service personnel thinking we will damage the land, hurt the land, and they are the ones that wants to keep it in wilderness states.
The ATVs are all-terrain vehicles. Do you use those both summer and winter to go to the land?
If you consider snow machines, yes, we use snow machines. Winter ATVs, which have wheels, we use summertime.
Oh, I see. ATVs only in the summer.
Right.
Well, the Park Service has some reservations about the use of ATVs in summer. Do they have any reservations about the use of snow machines in winter?
No snow machines. We are free to use freely anywhere in the park. We will not damage the snow.
Well, if you do damage it, there's lots more, I suppose, where that came from.
Yeah, that's right.
The people of Anaktuvuk Pass are the only people who live within the boundaries of Gates of the Arctic National Park. Is that right?
Right.
So do people who live outside the park, are they allowed into the park to hunt and to fish?
I think with a permit, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's for sports hunting and fishing as well as subsistence, is it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hello. The you have a local village corporation here. Do you know how many of your shareholders in your village corporation live here in the village, and how many live outside, that is in Fairbanks or Anchorage or Seattle?
No, not really, but the majority of us are here. There's very few, maybe not even 10 local shareholders who are living outside of Anaktubik.
I see. Oh, yeah. What about the Trans-Alaska pipeline, Mr. Hugo? What happened when the pipeline was built? Can you tell us anything about that, the route chosen, and how the people here at Anaktubik felt about it?
If my recollection is right, we were always opposing that Trans-Alaska pipeline. We didn't want it near here. We have caribou, our main source of food, and putting that pipeline we thought would divert the caribou away from us, and I think to some extent it did. We do not witness large amounts of caribou coming in through the pass now, like in the past before the pipeline was built. And I like to be radical also against, I like to be against that pipeline. We pay high fuel prices, and yet we have an oil field that is so far away, not too far away from here too, but I think if we got it from Iran or Iraq, we could have got it cheaper.
How far away is the pipeline from Anaktubik?
I think it's about 60, 75 miles.
Well, I think those are all the questions I have. Thanks very much. Well. Who'd like to say something next?
My name is Joby Auk, and I just wanted to know how I was drafted back in 1970 during the Vietnam era, and I did not receive or got a native allotment, and I just wanted to know how and where I can apply to receive a native allotment. And that question also goes to the people who were in high school at the time. They did not receive any native allotments. so far. It also applies to the children after 1991. That's my question.
Yeah.
Can I transmit that?
Yep. No, just wait, stay there a minute.
Jobi Aguk, Jisma Suktuaguk, Immaguk 1970 me, Vietnam, Wakaming Kima. Manin Ngachuk, Asi Native Allotment, Nunan Nangaisi Maruk Native Allotment, Stigun. Asiguk Apekotakaktuk, Tafrumu, Nakanuguk, Native Allotment, Mikpinyak Tahrauminyakpa. Asi suligok tam na apek kontutin ngarok suli inyug nun tamat ko aming waktok tuwa nun tema ni 1970 me tamat ko suligok pinyangan mute suli native allotments nik nunan nangan mute asi suligok tam na tutin ngamiyok suli mekhlek tu nun ani ngaroa nun after 1971.
The Land Claims Act, ANCSA, repealed native allotments so that if you didn't apply for a native allotment before December 18th, 1971, you couldn't apply after that. So if you didn't apply by December 18th, 1971, it's too late now. You can't apply.
Wait. Let me.
Yeah.
Tamnagok nunan nang niarni land claims, native allotments git tamatkoa. Piak sangwarut land claims isaguti sarman December 18, 1971 miksa makille kahuting. Asi tafrumu nagok titirakun makperaji ngaitkuf si tavragok Pihirakta Rakuminyai Simarusita Native Allotments Nik Makparaji Yuminyai Ngamarusita Frumani, December 18, 1971.
Now, you had to be 18 to have a native allotment. So if you were only 16 or 17 and you applied, they would say that you were too young, but if you didn't turn 18 until after 1971, and then you went in and you said, okay, I'm 18 now, they would say, well, it's too late, it's all over, it ended on December 18th, 1971. One of the things that people all over Alaska have mentioned, just like you, is the repeal of native allotments under ANCSA, and that you're not the only one who got left out. A lot of people did.
Eighteen years old, morning a ruhrarutin guk native allotments nik makperari nyerwin. Day money, December 18, 1971. Killekaktuaguk tafruma killinga. Land claims kiva isaguti sangavluting tavrani. Asiguk 16 years old guguvin yuk day money, naga 17 years old guguvin. Tavra pihrakta hrakuminyaisimerutin nunahrak nunan nagnearnikun.
When we were in Barrow this week for the hearings there, some of the people there said there should be an amendment to ANCSA to allow the people that were drafted into the armed forces to apply for native allotments. That is, that native allotments should be extended so that people like yourself could apply today for native allotments. Mayor Eugene Brower made that proposal at Barrow this week when he came before this commission, and some others said that people who were some others agreed with him and said people who were drafted to serve their country should not have missed out on native allotments. So that's one proposal that's been made and that we'll have to consider.
Ilangit utkaarvik mit kapta uqaqtuat ilangit inuit iluaq iluaq roqtuqraru uqtamna land claims me pitqoraq asi tamna tamnaguq Eugene Brown tenna uqaqaluarmiruaq nunannagniarniq pisigivlugu iluaq roqtuqraru uq tamatku armed forces min ngaruat anguyak taung ngaruat Iliap karuminyak siliwi tamat kununa a nunannagniarnikun.
So your point about